two of you.
Hi, I'm Cian McCormack. My hobbies include reading and playing games, and I am the modeller and programmer on the
team. Hi, my name is Claire Doherty, and my hobbies are reading and swimming. I'm studying Bachelor's of Business, and my roles on the team are marketing and team
business. My name is Colin. My hobbies include running, swimming, and games, and my roles on the team will be modelling and sound.
They call me Django. My hobbies are games, American football, and staying up late to watch NFL on the team. My roles on the team are hardware integration and programming.
Jason, I like sports and video games. I couldn't be the animators.
The main controls in the game are based off physiotherapy exercises that are used to strengthen the fingers and the wrist. Many of the puzzles will be block based, which will involve stacking blocks on top of each other to create platforms. Each block will be assigned a colour, and with that colour will be an associated hand gesture. So with each gesture we'll control the individual blocks.
Tagline is to connect the emotion and the way it reads. Connector we will use to capture the arm and leg motions in order to move and look around. It is used to track the finger motion with processing during the puzzle section and exercises. We also want to use the physical therapy means, which can add difficulty to the game and the resistance to access.
We also check in the accessing stats to help keep the user informed as to their progress, which can be accessed by Windows Phone app.
Right, the reason we want to do MS particularly is because the team have a personal connection. I myself have an uncle who has MS, and he was diagnosed later in his life after the medication became very effective, and it's pretty much ruined his life. He's very immobile, and his quality of life is low, I'm afraid. So we want to make something that can really help people, especially earlier in the disease when it's more manageable.
MS alone affects around 2.5 million people across the world. The average age of the sufferer is around 30 years old, and treatment can cost anywhere from $1 million if the illness is not caught in its early stages. Although there is no cure yet, exercise is considered as important as diet and medication in improving the quality of life for the sufferer both physically and mentally. Ready?
Yep.
Hopefully, our game will reduce the sufferer's hardship of the illness and reduce the serious effects of the illness in the later stages by promoting exercise in a fun and interactive way.
So over the next few months we want to try and have a playable demo ready, which will show off both the puzzle elements of the game as well as some other elements such as character progression. So we want to try and make this demo about 20 to 30 minutes in length and show off about 5 puzzles. We also want to try and get the Windows Phone app working in conjunction with this demo. So we want to also run clinical trials with the game with people who actually suffer from the illnesses we're targeting. So we'll organise this through both the nursing department in our own college, DKIT, as well as a college in Finland, which we have ties to.
So that's our idea. Hope you enjoy it, hope you like it, and thanks.